a former Everton player and someone who, as I mentioned, played under Ronald Koeman. Michael Ball, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Graham. Okay.
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Ronald Koeman, shock or did it have to be done?
I think it had to be done. You know, we're not a club that we normally sack managers quite quickly, and I think Bill likes to have a bit of patience and a bit of faith with his managers of the club, but it's the man of the performances this season have been very under par and very disappointing, and we couldn't really let it go on. And I think a change was needed to try and turn the season around.
One question I'd ask you, though. A lot of players have come into the football club, and you're a former player, and you'll understand this. Does it take time to bond and kind of become a unit and get the manager's thoughts and understanding how you've got to play?
Of course it does. You know, when you bring a lot of players in, it does take time to gel. But the problem we found, going to the game, I speak to a lot of fans, and we seem to struggle of what formation was best for us, what personnel in certain positions are being playing out of position against our opposition. And Ronald just hasn't seemed to find a style with the players he's brought in. Yes, we spent a lot of money, but we're playing them out of position and not getting the best out of the players. And that's Ronald's job, is to get the best out of the squad he's got at the moment in time. And we're playing with no pace and no width, and we're being very easy to play against. And that's the most frustrating thing for the fans' point of view, is we don't seem to have a way or a style of what Ronald wanted to do.
What style do you think Everton should be playing with the players that we've got?
I think whoever comes in, I think we probably will look a totally different side. I really do think if we play with a bit of pace and a bit of width that we haven't seen this season, we will be a decent team to play against. You know, I think we want to play two up front. We want to be playing on the front foot. We seem to be very negative and play the ball backwards and sideways and expect the opposition to sort of roll over. I think, you know, whoever takes charge permanently or in the meantime, the next few games of this week, we just want to see a bit of fight and a bit of passion and show what Everton's all about. And it will start at an optimum. It's, you know, we want to bring that pride back onto the park.
You're someone who's played under Ronald Koeman. You know his tactics. You know what he asks from players. So where's it gone wrong?
I think with Ronald, he has a certain style, a typical Dutch manager. You know, they have their way, and I think when it's going rosy and it's going the right way, it's great. Everything ticks, everything clicks into place, and it's all very well. But when things start turning sour, I don't think Ronald had that sort of character to get the confidence back into the squad. He started blaming certain players for not performing to the level that they should do, but as his manager, that's his job, is to find a solution, and he struggled to do so.
Players were brought in this season. Was the fundamental key not bringing in a striker?
Of course, the board need looking at as well. You know, Rom did go. It wasn't a shock that Rom was going to go. You know, we knew for about 12 months we needed a replacement for a striker, and the board for nothing to sort of back Ronald and bring one in was disappointing. But it wasn't just the results; it was the performance of the other players that came into the club that never hit the height that we all wanted. And sadly, that's the end of Ronald now.
Interesting fact that I was looking at today, Bawley, is the fact that, and you've just touched on it about not knowing his side. In 17 games in all competitions, the half-time substitution of Ashley Williams was the ninth time the manager has made a change at half-time. Does that kind of paint a picture for you as a former player? You know, just the players don't know what the manager's going to do next.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you've got new players in, it does take time to gel, but when the manager is changing formations, changing personnel, it's very difficult to get that understanding with your players. And I do my little piece in the column, and I've mentioned it a few times, that it's sort of like he's first 11 for the first half. It's totally different than the second half. It's like he gets sort of out tactics by the opposition, and he sort of gets shocked. He tries to do the same things, and we're not getting the same results. And that's the most disappointing thing, really. It's just he's really struggled to find his style and his 11. And, you know, Now he's gone, it's time for the players to step up now, because a new manager will be coming in expecting a reaction from the players, and they've got to play for their futures.
Yeah, as a former player yourself, something that I've noticed over the last few weeks watching Everton home, away, etc., is that the players haven't taken a lot of stick from the supporters. Now, sometimes, as you know yourself at football clubs, there's one or two individuals that the crowd kind of get on the back of. But so far this season, no player's really been singled out. It's kind of been vented towards the management. So is this the time where the players have got to say, you know, pull our socks up and, as you just mentioned, play for our futures, because a new man will be coming in?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think that's right about what you just said, Graham. You know, Koeman, you know, wanted to play his style of play, and because of the performances were so below par. The players sort of got away with it, and it comes down to Ronald's tactics, because his style of play did and changed it so often that the players sort of got away with it. But now, you know, being an ex-player, you know, the new manager, a lot of people, all of ours will be at the club now. They've got a big game on Wednesday, and a new manager will want to see what the players have got, what heart and what desire have they got to prove that they want a future at Everton Football Club.
Well, at the moment, we don't know who's in charge for the game on Wednesday. We're waiting further details from the football club. I guess it'll probably be David Unsworth and Joe Royle, I would imagine, unless something breaks this afternoon or tomorrow with regards to a new manager. Unzi, if he does take over on Wednesday, what will he bring to the side?
Well, I think he'd go back to basics. You know, David knows the players. Joe knows the players. There's also Big Duncan in there. So I think temporarily it probably will be an in-house job. And I think Unzi and whoever takes over will be looking for a reaction from the players and get the best out of each personnel. Play players in the right position. I don't think it's really rocket science. I think the players have got to have a reaction as well, because they've got a lot to, they've got to take the blame as well. But play them in the right positions. And I think if Unzi or Big Dunk or Joe comes in, that's what they'll do. They'll put the players in the right position, play on the front foot and show a bit of will and desire, and hopefully we'll start turning our season around.
Okay, big million-dollar question, Borley. I'm sure you'll be talking about this in your column in The Echo. Who's your money on? Who does Michael Ball want to be the next Everton manager?
You want the best that's available. You want the best you can get. You know, whether it's Ancelotti, you could be dreaming, but, you know, you've got to go for these. We've got the money in now, the club. We've our expectations as a club has gone a lot higher. We've just talked about the new ground, hoping it's been very positive. And to carry on this sort of dream that we're in at the moment in time, you've got to go for the best available. So whoever that may be, but we've got to start at the top and work our way down till we get the right man.
Go on, give us a name then, Borley. That was, well, you kind of went round the question then. You sat on the fence, but I'm looking for a name. Who do you want as Everton's next manager?
You've got to go. Ancelotti's the one, isn't he? But whether he comes is a different kettle of fish, really. But you've got to be dreaming high, and hopefully you can might try and convince him to come and live in Liverpool.
Borley, as ever, thank you for joining us on the day Ronald Koeman has left the football club. Can we get a result, or can Everton get a result on Wednesday finally?
Hopefully, yes. You know, hopefully they can. You know, it's going to be a difficult game, but, you know, players do react to the big news, and hopefully we can do this on Wednesday in, you know, Goodson crowd and get them going again.
Borley, as ever, thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk this afternoon.
Cheers, no problem.
There you go, Michael Ball, former Everton left-back, on his thoughts on the sacking of Ronald Koeman today. That is the breaking news across Liverpool and Merseyside, that Ronald Koeman has left his job as Everton manager. The search for a brand new manager starts now. We'll be talking during the course of the afternoon about this and obviously where it went wrong for Ronald Koeman. Borley alluded to it during our chat there. Didn't know his best formation. Players playing out of position were a couple of things that were mentioned by Borley. And the big question at the end, I did ask him, who would he like to see as the next Everton manager? Carlo Ancelotti. Now, that is a big name in world football. Currently out of work. Former Bayern Munich manager. Former Real Madrid manager. Former Chelsea manager. So he knows the Premier League. He's out of work. Everton have spent big this summer, so it's not a case of there's not money there. Would Carlo Ancelotti be interested in coming to Everton? Love to hear your thoughts on this as well this afternoon. Feel free to get in touch via Twitter, via text, via phone. Our Twitter is at Radio City Talk. Feel free to tweet away. Who do you want in charge? Who's the next Everton manager for you? Text us 61025 or call us the old-fashioned way, 0151 708 1059. We'd love to hear your thoughts today. It's a big news story regarding Everton Football Club. They have sacked the manager, Ronald Koeman. He has left the club today after 16 months in charge. But who's next? Radio City Talk.